Father, in Jesus' name, thank you that the joy of your Son is our strength. Thank you, Lord, that it is that name, Jesus, Lord, the balm in Gilead. Lord, thank you again for the salve that heals all wounds. Lord, thank you for that blood, hallelujah, that healed me. Praise you, God, saved me, raised me with you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'm here to just praise your name, thanking you richly for all these things, Lord God. Continue just to pour forth this mercy and grace. Open our hearts, Lord. Only you can do it, but you want to. Let us just sing your praises this morning of the love of Jesus. We give you the praise in your name. Amen. Praise be to God. Open your Bibles to Esther today. And thank the Lord for this precious sister. And remember this as we begin to study this morning. Esther means the star. Praise God, that should grip you right there. We're talking sun glory today. Amen. And this is what this precious sister is and represents. And just grateful to God for this testimony. And we'll begin reading in the, 10th verse this morning of the first chapter. It says, on the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mahuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, Abigatha, Zether, and Carcass, and seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti, here we go, to bring Vashti the queen before the king, with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. But the queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by his chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned in him. Then the king said to the wise men which knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment. And the next unto him was Karshena, Sethar, Adamatha, Tarshish, Meres, Mersena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face, and which sat the first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto the queen Vashti according to the law, because she hath not performed the commandment of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains? And Memucan answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the people that are in the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen shall come abroad unto the women, so that they shall despise their husbands in their eyes. When it shall be reported the king that King Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought before him, but she came not. Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen, thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let therefore go a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Persians and of the Medes, that it be not altered, that Vashti come no more before the king Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal estate unto another that is better than she. Now I am thankful to God that I know that the first layer of this precious portion of Scripture and this testimony here refers to Israel and how God, praise the Lord, knew that they would turn from him. And praise the Lord, he came unto his own, and his own received him not, and he turned to the Gentiles, he turned to us. But I praise the Lord too on another layer in this precious encouragement of this precious Esther, this star glory. There's another layer here. And brothers and sisters, we are in the age of crown glory bridal opportunity that is given to us through Paul's gospel. And I'm here today to tell you, I do not want to miss it. I do not want to miss it. I, by the grace of God, do not want my crown, which the Bible tells me because of Paul's gospel and that message of the bride, hold that fast, son, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Praise be to God. I am grateful. Brothers and sisters, as the word of God says, God help us. God help us. Don't neglect so great salvation. Amen? By the grace of God, God forbid it would be said of us that we left our first love. And you see Vashti here, this queen, she had it all. But even though she had it all, even though she was the queen, even though she had the crown, it was taken from her. It was taken from her and given to another that was better than she. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, think about this. All because she would not hearken to the king's voice. So simply, the king, he told her, honey, I love you. I'm so ravished by your beauty. I want all to see my lovely queen. And yet, she would not hearken to the king's voice. And I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters, are we hearkening to the king's voice? Because this word here is the king's voice. And all that is required, brothers and sisters, is to hear the word. And when you hear the word, let me tell you something that happens. It works effectually. Because faith comes by hearing. I believe by the grace of God, you continue to hear the word of God. Because of the word of God, because of the promises of God, faith will come. Faith will come. Great faith will come the more word you hear. The more you hear the word of his grace, can you imagine? You could even be built up unto that masterpiece for Jesus Christ. This one that says, one that is better than she. Hallelujah. So much in here. See, the word of God says, hear the Spirit. So simply, brothers and sisters, incline your ear to hear the word of God and keep on hearing. Because it is the word of God that builds you up. It's the word of God that strengthens you. It's not in your devised ways of religion. It's not going to even be in some denomination and the way that they want to approach things that may be outside the word of God. Oh yes, search the scriptures. Because it is only the word of God and hearing the word that gives us faith. And in that faith, praise God, it will cause you to will and to do of his good pleasure. It doesn't work any other way. It has to be the working of the word of God. If it's somehow you think that it comes from you, that something that is in your self-effort, that there's some way that you could bring anything of yourself that would be pleasing to God, God help you. If you didn't get it from the very beginning, Cain tried that and it was not acceptable. It was something that was absolute abomination to God, as God said, bring me the lamb. And who is the lamb? The word of God, amen? So we can go right back to it because it's always going to point to one thing. The word. Hear him. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. It's not going to be in the sense to my prophets, even though the prophets represented the word of God. But even when they were going to build those altars to the prophets as well as to the Lord, bang, God stopped that. And he said, we're not going to be distracted here. It's my son. It's the word, and that's all, and the only thing that pleases me. Wow, what did I step into today, huh? Somebody in here thinking, oh my goodness, are they really that sincere about it? By the grace of God, we are. But it is truth and love. This is exciting stuff. This is when you get into all-powerful living by the power of his might. But see, the word of God, he did. He just says, hear the Spirit. That will build the faith. And those that will be the bride are hearing the word of God and hear the word of God at every opportunity because they love the voice. That queen loves the voice of her king. That queen loves the voice of her bridegroom. And once again, notice what his desire is. I want to show you off. He's not talking about somebody else. He's talking about you. I want to show you. I want to present you. I want to reveal you. But we understand who you is. Don't you love my English? Christ in you. the hope of glory. Huh? See, this is what this is about. This one that had been given it all was yet reluctant at that last point. Will you go? I don't feel like it today. Will you go? That might be a little bit too hard for me. Will you go? That could be a little bit too embarrassing. We saw that with David's wife when she was ashamed of him as he danced naked before God. Well, that's what God put in his heart. And God put that in his heart. Not David. And she was embarrassed. It was an ugly thing to her. How could you be like that? How could you be, basically what she was saying, how could you be in love with your God like that? Huh? Don't you know how man expects you to be? Don't you know how even those in the kingdom expect you to be? No, this is how my God has caused me to be. And praise be to God, I'm going to bless the Lord with all that is within me. I'll tell you what, time and time again, don't you love the heart of David? Don't you love those Psalms? Aren't those the things that you read probably as much or more than anything? That you get just a little quick read about, Lord, I'm in trouble. Oh yeah, he delivers me out of all trouble. Huh? Oh, I've got enemies. Oh my goodness. Jesus. And here comes the smoke out of his nostrils and coming down. He's going to wipe him out. Because you know what David said? He loves me because I'm righteous. And those that were so self-righteous said, what do you mean you're righteous? You're a dirty man. You did this and this and this and this. And David said, oh, before thee and thee only have I sinned. And by the way, his blood has just canceled it all out. As far as the east is from the west. Huh? That's the joy boy. That's the joy king. That's the heart of David. Get it. Amen. Now notice, he wants to show his glory in you. He does. And this is even right now. And brothers and sisters, I want you really so simply, the message is simple today. His message is always simple. By hearing the word of God, by hearing the whole counsel of God, by standing in his bridal message, praise be to God, he shows his glory. He reveals his glory. Praise God, he has called you in hearing the word of God. He has chosen you in hearing the word of God, transforming you to be that readied wife, yes, as a queen that would stand, that he would present. And this is how he shows us off. This is how he shows his glory in us to the heights, is merely standing in Paul's gospel. Standing, praise God, in the truth of the crown glory. You'll go on and you'll read in Esther, and it's so wonderful. You know, this was a young girl that her parents died. She wasn't even supposed to be here. This wasn't even for her. But God saw this, sent her to an uncle. And you know what? I'll tell you, that uncle had a heart for God. He knew. And you know what? He wasn't reserved. He didn't say, well, this isn't necessarily my own. This isn't, you know. He said, oh no, this is what God has given. And so he sent that sweet lady right in to the family of God. That's what it represents, that kingdom, right into the family of God. And immediately she became to be nurtured up by the chamberlain, this Haggai. That speaks of the Holy Ghost. And the beautiful thing about this young lady, she didn't go out and look for this to take and this to take and this to take. She believed in that chamberlain that knew the heart of the king like nobody else. And many virgins were taken in at that time because they wanted to find that queen that was going to replace Vashti. All of these ones that were from that area, all of these ones that their families hoped and put all of the confidence in maybe their legacy or whatever, their heritage and all of these things. We know this place. Oh, don't worry about her. She's from out of town. She's never going to get it anyways. Her parents, they're dead. But God. And that sweet little heart said, you know what? I don't know a thing. I ain't from here. But the one thing I do know is the one who knows. that chamberlain, that Haggai, that Holy Ghost. And it says, and all she did was take from the things of that one. She took nothing else. And you know what? That chamberlain, that Haggai, gave those things speedily to her. It happened fast. I love when that happens fast in this place. You get people that come in here that don't belong here, you know. Everybody belongs here. This is for everybody. You know what that is. But somebody might not think that. Oh my goodness, how could that person come in here? Praise God. They're here because God brought them here to hear the whole counsel of God. And then I'll tell you what, for those that might be a little bit self-righteous, when those start taking in those things and the Holy Ghost just gives it speedily to them. A lot of times what happens is you see them move from the back to the front of the church. It's really bad. They just don't want to be distracted. They're tired of hearing chirping sometimes that happen. Oh. Come on. Let God tell it as it is. Amen? Amen. Come on, make the move. Make the move. But here, praise the Lord, and just goes so quick. And you know how she finally is presented? And you know how she finally is granted, matter of fact, all of the kingdom with Ahasuerus? This one that didn't belong, this one that wasn't worthy, this one that wasn't from here. She's the one that comes out. And the heart of the king loved her above all the rest. She ravished him. And you know all she did? You know she never even opened her mouth? It just said she stood. Have you taken all the things of the Spirit? Well, if you have, you know what you've taken? You've taken Paul's gospel. And you know what you do with Paul's gospel? You stand. You know how you stand all together lovely? You withstand. And you know how you stand in that finish, absolutely crowned glory, holding that crown, crying with him in a sense, yes, his TLEO, I have finished. Thank you, Lord. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hallelujah. I have fought a good fight. It's mine. Because in having done all, to stand. Just to stand. This was what this was. See, the willingness to suffer with him is just to stand. That stand will be so faithfully given all the sufferings that are required. The sufferings I'm praise God for that I might attain unto the first trump. That will be there. The sufferings, praise God, that come with I love his appearing. They'll all be there. Amen. The greatest suffering in our life, praise God, is attending this meeting. It brings it on. You may be new here. Just wait. It will come. Everyone will testify in here. They will at one time or another. Why do I stay here? Oh, yes. Because there's one thing the enemy wants, and that's to rob you. See, the enemy knows he can't keep a child of God out of heaven. I don't care if he knows that or not, but it can't happen. But he can rob you. But he can only be permitted to attempt to rob you at the allowing and at the will of God. So all the time he's thinking he's robbing, by the grace of God, it's just building, hallelujah, the glory of God in my life. Come on. Amen. We give him all the glory. But see, brothers and sisters, making a choice, making a stand that my life, praise God, is Christ alone. Making steps towards truth and making steps towards more truth, you'll suffer. You don't need to bring it on. That is the suffering. The stand is. That stand, praise God, of Esther, when she came out there and stood, he was ravished, but it brought all the suffering because truly it was going to be, she probably could be killed for that because she went. But you know one thing? The Holy Ghost knows the heart. And the Holy Ghost knows, praise God, the appointment. And the Holy Ghost, praise God, when it floods our heart, I got to go now. I can't delay. And that will bring the suffering. See, we get excited at times. We think, oh, I'm going to make changes. I'm going to do great things for God. You know what? Just be honest. You just love to be dramatic. That's true. That's how we are. Oh, I want drama with God. I got to make my own love story. Watch this. I'm going to be like this, and I'm going to deny that. Let me tell you something. That never lasts, and it never works, because it's not his way. Because what you're doing is you're bringing that feeling, you're magnifying this flesh, and all he wants you to do is to praise his son, the Word. It's the Word. It's the Word that he desires. Avail yourself to the Word of God. Settle down. Be still. And hear the Word of God. But see, that ain't appealing to man. It's not. It's so against man. Because man's got to be about man. All we want to do is reward man. And man's praise. And give glory again to the creation. Instead of giving glory to the Creator. And the only way to give glory to him is in his Son. Whew. So simple, is it not? Avail myself to hear the Word of God. Is there anybody here that doesn't want their life to be better? There isn't. You know how your life is better? Hear the Word of God and hear more of the Word of God. That's it. That's it. That's as simple as it is. But yet somehow we're going to think again that it's going to be better another way. And the sad thing is some people that are very capable can play that for a lot longer. Be thankful when you're not capable. Because sometimes you fail a little quicker. But thank God you didn't waste your time. Because it's a hard road for those that are so mighty in flesh to have that big fall. Pray for one another. Brothers and sisters, we never need to be a Vashti. I do not want to be a Vashti. By grace, I just want to simply abide at the well and receive what the Spirit gives of the bridegroom. And how do we receive it? Again, the only way, we must hear the Word of God and hear Paul's gospel. Incline thine ear. Make every means to be in a meeting that teaches the whole counsel of God. Not the counsel of religion. Not that teaches what the counsel of a denomination would want to preach, but a place that doesn't withhold anything from the Word of God. People come in and out of here often. People visit. People get on the website. They hear this message right now. I'm going to encourage you by the grace of God. Encourage your pastor to teach you the whole counsel of God. When you hear something that you know because of God's goodness to you isn't right, or is something, I haven't heard that, have them show you in the Word of God. Go to a place that the first thing that they want you to have is a Bible. A Bible. I'm thankful for people when they put it up on a screen. But I want, by the grace of God, you to have it in your hand. Amen. Digital form's fine, but you need a paper one too, believe it or not. Those notes are important. And I'll tell you, I just love running my hand on these pages. And I do. I'm not kidding. There's something, well, that's personal. But encourage your pastor. Tell them to show you where is it in the Word of God. But finally, even speaking to us here today, are we at a place, and maybe we've been there a while, that we seem like we've been stuck? Amen. That maybe, you know what? There hasn't been a change for so long, Brother Jesse. It's been so long since I've really, in a sense, I'll use the word felt, that true desire or encouragement of God in that way that I know he can touch me in my life. Well, today's the day. But I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing that's changed. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. Because if I didn't, I would rob you. You need to hear the Word of God. And you need to hear more of the Word of God. And you need to hear more of the Word of God. And you need to wait. Did you hear that? It's the word of my patience. Very seldom does God give you that in a sense that you're going to see it immediately. But he has. Because as the word of God says in faith, you know what he tells us? Call those things which be not as though they were. Do you believe the promises of God that they're truly yea and amen? Do you believe when you pray? Yes, I'm asking the Lord. And yes, there's a hope. But do you pray believing and knowing that he's done it? That's the only way you should pray. That, Lord, I believe you for this. Have you heard about the story, mountain be removed? You pray without wavering. You pray believing. Not double-minded. Well, I'll just kind of put this out there. God in his great grace and mercy, I'll tell you, he does a lot of things, doesn't he? But you know what? You know him. You've heard this word. You've heard this truth. Believe him. Believe him. Hear that word of God. By the grace of God, believe the word. I love how thankful we can be for God. He has promised. Philippians 1:6, be confident of this very thing. And I love it when he says the one thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. But I'm going to tell you something. Did you read that? Until the day of Christ? It may be 40 years. It might be longer. I don't know. But I'm thanking God that he's encouraged me. Honey, just wait. See, those that don't wait, they're going to be like Vashti. Those that don't wait, they're going to be like King Saul. And that anointing is going to be lifted. That anointing was taken. He wouldn't wait for the word. That's what Samuel represented. He said, well, he ain't going to get here. I need to go and do this. No, you don't. You just need to wait. You just need to be still. You need to hear the word of God like that brother that said, oh, that little guy was getting excited. Oh, the enemies are all around us. What are we going to do? Be still. Huh? Well, we got to get out of here. There's no rain here. We're going to die. Well, the one that believed God, well, let's just go dig some dry ditches. What? It hadn't rained for years. We hadn't even seen a cloud. God said, be still, go dig the ditches. Yeah, we're getting ready. I got a crown. And it's real. I see it. I know it. Because of faith. Because I hear him. Because I hear his voice. And by the grace of God, quit being robbed by your selfishness. And come into this feast of living. Be willing to be put on display for him. Be bold and get more of all truth. Step out. Step out. Quit of the same routine. And step out. Quit of, well, I can't go on Sunday night. I got to get ready for Monday. No, you don't. That's how you get ready for Monday. Get in here. Get in on Wednesday nights. Get your Bible out daily. Trust him. Amen? Trust him. Don't go by. I hear it all the time. Brother, I don't know where to start. Just trust him. Read the word of God. The enemy will put you in that circle chasing your tail for as long as you want to go. You can sit there and think of your mind. Be quickened in the word of God. Let it think for you. Amen. It tells you everything. And the one thing it pleads, don't go by your feeling. Don't go by your mind. Don't go by what you think. You need to walk in the will and the ways of God. Listen, we don't have much time. I'm telling you, it's wrapping up. This Vashti, she didn't care about that crown. She cared about herself. She was going to have it on her own time, in her own way. Even though all of that was given, and she knew it, but she didn't love it. She didn't appreciate it. She got complacent with it. I don't feel like it. And those feelings can come from a lot of things, but it comes from one source, and that's the enemy. He'll defeat you in a jillion different ways, but it's going to be at the end. It's your flesh that yielded to the defeat. That's it. Brothers and sisters, today, I love that. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, you know what? There's a lot of apartment dwellers too. So as for me and my apartment, we'll serve the Lord. Those kids in the dorms, as for me and my dorm, we'll serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's on you. It's on you. And it's time. So much been given. You want to be on display? Well, you're on display today. This is your on display. You're his beauty. You're his masterpiece. Because you're hearing Paul's gospel. The masterpiece is those that receive that gospel of the bridal message. Do you want to be on display for him, really? Huh? Or I'll just say it like this, and I'm not trying to be disparaging, but it is true. Well, son of God, a child of God is just good enough for me. Man, when he's done so much for you, I ache. Want this for one another. Want it. Will we endure to hear the word of God? Will you stay out from among the camp? Will you dwell with Moses and Joshua out there in the temple, in the place of worship? Huh? Come on. Will you ask him today, Lord, break up that last piece of fallow ground? Amen. He's coming. You see it in the kids. He's coming. You see the fire. It's blazing in those. He's coming. Don't be those sons of the prophets that just looked at it afar off. You can play around as much as you want. You'll be sorry. Be glad. Move in. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, we're just so grateful again that the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. It's the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for that word that works effectually because your grace gives us the faith to believe. Lord, help every life here today to be quickened in some way, Lord. Make it real. Lord, you've spoke to us today. Help us to make moves for the truth. Lord, let us put aside, again, the confusion, the wavering, the hesitation. All of these things of this life, the cares of this life, the affairs of this life, they're weights to us. No matter how good they seem, no matter what kind of a future they think that they can bring to us, they're weights. But for God, let me make steps towards truth. And then, Lord, the beauty of the symphony of your will doing and working and the good pleasure of you in my life, Lord, that's the mighty praise. Help us. We are weak. We are infirm. But Lord, give us that heart that'll fully go after you. And we praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.